As I sat in me window last evening, the letterman brought it to me, a little gilt-edged invitation saying, "Gilhooly, come over to tea." Well, I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. That would kill a man twice after rating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked in it over an hour and we couldn't get none of it loose. Till Kelly came in with a hatchet and Murphy came in with a saw. This cake was enough, be the powers, for to paralyze any man's jaw. There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. That would kill a man twice after rating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and she spilt the homebrew in her tay. "Ah, Gilhooly," she says, "you're not aiding, try a little bit more for me sake." "Ah, no, Mrs. Fogarty," says I, "for I've had quite enough of your cake." For there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. That would kill a man twice after rating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. O'Donnell, a pain in his head. McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics and there she did wriggle and shake. And everyone swore they were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake. For there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould work up a fine stomach ache. That would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.